Lollipop, lollipop, ooh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop.
Thinking of you's working up my appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Skyline rockets in flight. Oh, afternoon delight. Afternoon delight.
Good afternoon, delight, and welcome to the show that is sugary spiciness and everything niceness on OCRFM, which is 98.3 across Colac and District, 88.7 FM along the coast, and streaming online at ocrfm.org.au, or you might be tuned in via the Community Radio Plus app.
Yep.
How's it going, Max?
Yeah, pretty good.
We're a week back into school now.
Yep.
Although it's going to be a short week next week with Anzac Day public holiday, so kind of just ease everything in slowly.
Yeah.
How's it all gone? You're back into the full swing of it?
Yeah.
Nothing
back to school stuff.
Yeah.
waking up early.
Yeah. That's it. It's weird. School holidays, as lovely as they are to relax with, I miss the routine.
Yeah.
Knowing, you know, what day it is and when.
Yeah.
At least when you've got school or work or whatever, you've got a reason for being. Well, we might jump straight into this here show, shall we, and find out what's new on the shelf, eh?
What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Cadbury Old Gold Dark Chocolate.
Got there.
Cadbury Old...
Yeah, we've heard of that before.
Chocolate.
Okay, so, yeah, we've heard of that before, dark chocolate. What's so special about this particular block?
It's flavoured brandy snacks.
Okay, so, old gold, I don't know if we've had an old gold new flavour in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while, I reckon.
They kind of don't play around too much with the old gold.
Yeah.
But brandy snap, okay, look... Brandy Snap is one of the few desserts that I kind of look forward to on, like, a Christmas platter or something like that. I'm not a huge Pavlova fan or anything like, you know, puddings and stuff, but a good old Brandy Snap, I won't pass by.
Yeah. I can, as soon as I open the packet, I could smell it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's good and proper then, is it?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, Old Gold is... quite a strong chocolate already.
Yeah.
What are they telling us about the brandy snap?
The chocolate's 45% cocoa,
mm-hmm,
with generous chunks of rich dark chocolate with ginger biscuit pieces and crunchy toffee flavoured pieces.
I was trying to work out how... Are they just literally crunching up brandy snaps themselves in? But, okay, the ginger biscuit pieces and toffee... You can see that, like, they're good chunks.
Yep. It says one serve is four pieces, which is a row.
One row. So technically this should last us a while.
Yeah.
Okay, so looking at the block, it's I would say a pretty, like, it's not 70% chocolate black colour. Dairy milk, it's darker than a dairy milk block.
Yeah.
45% seems reasonably low for an old gold. Like, they normally start in the 50s.
Yeah.
Hmm. But, you can clearly see the biscuit pieces and the toffee crisps.
Mm-hmm.
You've gone for a bit of a munch there. What's your thoughts?
It definitely doesn't taste as strong as the normal old gold.
Mm-hmm. The texture's very crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not such a strong cocoa taste, you do get the sweetness of the ginger biscuits and the toffee pieces.
Yep. Yeah, the ginger gives it, like, a little bit of an aftertaste.
Yeah, a bit of bite. Mouth.
Yeah.
The chocolate's very melty. It might just be me. But I'm struggling to get the toffee. I can taste the ginger biscuit.
Yeah.
I've got the crunch of the toffee pieces.
Yeah.
Apologies, talking with my mouth full there. But I'm only really getting the sweetness from the biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in true Brandy Snap style, if Brandy Snap is what I'm thinking of the rolled dessert that is piped with cream or...
Well, I don't know.
To be, yeah, the Brandy Snap baskets that are filled with fruit and stuff.
Yep.
So I was thinking that it might be kind of that throughout the block.
Yeah.
But having the two very different textured pieces, the biscuit pieces and the toffee-flavoured pieces, I'm really only getting the ginger biscuit.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
On the front, it says 45% cocoa, and yet on the ingredients list, it lists it as 85% dark. Oh, maybe it's the block itself is 85% dark chocolate and then 10% biscuit. Ah, okay. That's why the ginger is so... So it's 10% ginger biscuit and only 5% toffee.
Yeah.
That's why I can't taste it.
Yeah.
It's there, but it's hiding.
Yeah.
So, yeah. 85% of the block is dark chocolate.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't really taste like 85%.
No, it is 45%... cocoa,
yeah,
but 85% of the actual block.
Yeah.
So, got a bit of an oaky bite. What's your thoughts overall? Thumbs up, thumbs down?
Oh, I reckon two thumbs up.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. It's got that dry cocoa aftertaste. Apparently, this came out with a Bailey's Old Gold as well, which is an Irish cream liqueur center.
Yeah.
So we'll pop both of those up on the Afternoon Delight Facebook page, but they're brand new on the shelf at the moment. Let us know if you've tried them and whether you give it thumbs up or thumbs down. We'll be back right after this to look at this week's topic. I'm an Afternoon Delight to turn our attention to this week's topic, which is something we have most definitely never had on the show before.
Yeah.
Not sure if we're kind of gearing ourselves up for the return of the Polywaffle Bites, which, again, I still haven't been able to get my hands on yet.
Yeah.
But what have you tracked down there, Max?
It's fluff.
Yeah. Marshmallow fluff.
Yeah.
Now, it's... such an American product in my mind.
Yeah.
Because I've read about this before when researching other episodes of the show, and it's literally a marshmallow spread.
Yeah.
So they've liquefied marshmallow down to a peanut butter kind of consistency that can be used to make marshmallow sandwiches.
Yep.
And... It sounds like I'm being racist, but nothing sounds more American to me than a marshmallow sandwich.
Yeah.
So, we're going to, cast the spotlight on this marshmallow fluff, and we'll try it out, because it can be spread on literally anything. We'll be testing out the flavours. But marshmallow fluff is also known as marshmallow stuff, marshmallow spread, marshmallow paste, or simply as fluff, which is kind of brand namey, I guess. Essentially, it is a marshmallow cream.
Yeah.
And in the mid to late 19th century, marshmallow paste recipes produced solid foods. The earliest mention of marshmallow cream in an American cookbook comes from Fanny Farmer's Boston School Cookbook, printed in 1896.
Mm-hmm.
However, the author doesn't give a recipe for marshmallow cream. Instead, it's more a marshmallow paste as a cake filling.
Yeah.
In 1902, Mrs. Rohrer's new cookbook by Sarah Tyson Rohrer described her recipe for a marshmallow filling. And then around the beginning of the 20th century in Somerville, Massachusetts, resident inventor of the product, Archibald Query, started selling his version door to door. He soon afterwards sold the recipe to two candy makers in Lynn, Massachusetts, Mr. H. Allen Durkee and Fred Mower, for $500, which back then would have been quite a pretty penny. It then hit the supermarket shelves in cans as Toot Sweet Marshmallow Fluff in 1917. So we've already had a world war, and now we're starting to produce this marshmallow fluff stuff. So the first two words were dropped soon after the packaging changed to a glass jar in the 1940s, so it just became marshmallow fluff instead of Toot Sweet. Today, the Durkee Mower Company is one of only three in North America to continue producing marshmallow cream. The other is the Kraft Jet Puffed Marshmallow Cream and Solo Marshmallow Cream. The ingredients are basically corn syrup, sugar syrup, vanilla flavour and egg white. So that's what makes it so light, fluffy and airy. And it is used for what is classed as a fluffer nutter sandwich. Now, I have never made or consumed one of these ever.
No, neither.
What do you think would go in a fluffer nutter sandwich, Max?
Peanut butter and that stuff.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So it was first mentioned as a New England comfort food in 1918, just a year after the cream was invented. And according to the 2006 Boston Globe, Massachusetts State Senator Jarrett Barrios proposed a restriction on the number of weekly servings of fluff and nutter sandwiches in an amendment to the bill that would limit junk food in schools because it was becoming the norm that people would have this as their sandwich filling.
Might have it for lunch tomorrow.
Apparently, though, the proposal was dropped. So American schools can still have pretty much 5 days of fluff and nutter sandwiches if they so desired.
Yeah.
And in 2006, State Representative Kathy Ann Reinstein planned to file a bill that would make the fluff and nutter the official sandwich of Massachusetts. Also, probably the diabetes capital, but it's a traditional Arabic cuisine as well, commonly referred to as soapwort meringue. The original recipe is based on the soapwort root of the marshmallow plant, but modern commercial varieties are nearly identical to the marshmallow cream that is manufactured in North America.
Yep.
It first popped up in a 10th century Arabic cookbook, The Book of Dishes, Kitab al-Tabi. Now, apologies my pronunciation on that one, by Ibn Sayyar al-Warraq. So, yeah, crosses many different borders. But a fluffy, essentially white, it looks kind of mayonnaise-y, but thicker.
Yeah.
And depending on what flavour it is what we're going to be consuming after this short break. So wish us luck. It's been nice knowing you. No, it's essentially kind of like icing on top of cakes.
Yeah.
But being used as a spread.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll take a quick break. We'll be back after this to try fluff.
Ladies and gentlemen, strap yourselves in for this week's great confectionery debate as we pit two similar lollies against each other to decide an overall champion.
Okie dokie. So, it is time for us to try the fluff.
Yeah.
The marshmallow fluff that has been served up here. Now, in looking through the internet, there's lots of different ways to serve this.
Yep.
Some people use it, as I said, in a sandwich. Cupcake stuffing, I would say put it on top as...
Yeah.
But some people use it as a topping for pies. It probably would actually be very similar to the meringue on top of a lemon meringue pie.
Yeah.
Because it's got that same sticky consistency. So, there's apparently a way to eat this plain. You can freeze it like ice cream. So because of its high sugar content, it lowers the freezing point of liquid, making it harder to freeze solid. It will make it easier to scoop. So Max has dished these out of the tubs here. So you've got two different flavours.
Yep. You got strawberry and vanilla.
Mm-hmm. And they've got some serving suggestions and stuff on the containers.
Yeah.
But, you can freeze this up and create kind of like s'mores, I guess, where you have the marshmallow fluff on a biscuit with chocolate ice cream. You can turn into like a marshmallow slice and the like. We're also going to pop a link up on the Afternoon Delight Facebook page. When marshmallow fluff went kind of viral last year, there was a TikToker who came across it in Australia for the first time, and she kind of came up with a unique way of eating it, very Australian. Yeah. She dipped a Tim Tam in it.
Ah.
But then, after dipping the Tim Tam, she then kind of toasted that like you would a s'more.
Yeah.
So a s'more is essentially a biscuit with chocolate and marshmallow on the inside. This is marshmallow with chocolate and biscuit on the inside of that.
Yeah.
So we'll pop that up because it does look pretty crazy. But we are just going to go head-to-head with marshmallow fluff in its natural state.
Yeah.
So quite gooey.
Yeah.
It's got the elasticity of, as I say, it's kind of like before meringue sets.
Yeah.
Like stiff peaks if you were making a meringue.
Yeah.
So you've gone with the vanilla first up?
Yeah.
So it is kind of bleach white. Very sweet.
Yeah. And sticky.
Super sticky. We'll have to be very mindful of that in the studio here. It kind of keeps its shape as well. Like when you move it around, it's thick, but not quite as thick as yogurt.
Yeah.
It's aerated and puffy. It's kind of like, I was going to say Play-Doh, but it's beyond Play-Doh. It's like, did you ever have Gak growing up? Like a slime sort of thing called Gak?
No, I don't think so.
It's different to Oobleck. So Oobleck is corn flour and water.
Yeah.
That's made into that slime that you can, it's kind of solid and liquid at the same time.
Yep.
This is thicker than that, though.
Yeah.
Like, when you press on this, it bounces back.
Yeah.
Whereas Oobleck, when you tap into it and stuff, it keeps its shape.
Yeah.
It goes solid until you tap it and then kind of drip it, and then it becomes runny. Whereas this stays kind of solid the whole way through. Now, I know I was mocking it before, but this is divine.
Yeah.
I can see why they would make this into a sandwich.
Yeah.
Which is horrifying because the sugar content would be astronomical. This would definitely be a sometimes food.
Yeah.
I dread to think if you got into some of those down days that you couldn't just sit here eating it straight out of the tub.
It's 49 grams per 100 mil.
Wow.
And so, this container is 213 grams.
So it's pretty much 50% sugar.
Yeah. And there's 18 servings per packet.
What?
With
no
5.9 grams per serving.
No way. That is a very thick serving of marshmallow.
Yeah.
I could make that last a lot longer. Oh, gosh. That is a horrifying statistic. That is scary maths.
Yeah, strawberry one's the same.
18 serves.
Yeah.
No. That looks like a normal peanut butter sized jar or any kind of jam jar.
Yeah.
And when you think of how many serves would you get out of a jar of jam or a jar of peanut butter or a jar of Vegemite.
Yeah.
You'd get like 50 and they're saying 18. Ah, oh, God. No, that's wrong. Okay. So, vanilla flavored marshmallow fluff. What's your verdict?
It was smoother than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have as much flavor as I thought either.
Yeah. Like, I can tell it's vanilla.
Yeah.
But it's not like vanilla milkshake or anything like that. It is the closest to plain flavoring as I think I've ever come, like vanilla ice cream or the like.
Yeah.
So I'll be interested to see if there is a major difference with the strawberry. So it's definitely a different colour. At least that's step one.
It's pink.
Yeah. A light pink, though.
Yeah.
Still very light and fluffy and aerated.
Yeah.
There is a change in taste.
Yeah, there is a flavour, but it's like a chemically flavour.
If you had blindfolded me and tried to make me guess which was the different flavour, I don't know whether I would have been able to tell you this is strawberry.
Yeah.
It's definitely a different flavour.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really have any berry qualities as such.
Yeah.
It just doesn't taste like the vanilla one, basically.
Yeah.
You could have told me that was Blue Heaven or chocolate, and I would have said, yep, I agree.
Yeah.
So, head-to-head, what's your verdict on the marshmallow fluff?
I reckon the vanilla one's slightly better because it's just that little bit less sweet.
Yes, it's not as sugary. It's not going to give you that intense sugar burn that the strawberry might. I think I'm going to agree with you there. As sweet and nice as the strawberry flavouring was, it's probably too sugary.
Yeah.
And that's a tough call on this show. We eat so much sugar. Righto, well, we'll stick those two up on the Afternoon Delight Facebook page. American listeners, let us know how we're faring here, because we don't want to sound like we're, bashing you, but talk to us about vanilla fluff. What's the go? We'll take a quick break. We'll be back right after this with our sweetest tune. Time and Afternoon Delight for our sweetest tune.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but trying to seek down a song called Fluff is probably not highest on my priority list.
Yeah.
So who have we chosen today?
Marshmallow.
So American DJ. And this particular track features a British indie pop band called Bastille as well. So what's the song?
Happier.
Now, you possibly might end up on a sugar high eating marshmallow fluff and be happier.
Yeah.
But the song itself was written by Marshmallow, Dan Smith from Bastille, and Steve Mack. It reached number 2 on the UK singles chart and the Billboard Hot 100. It is the highest charting single for Marshmallow, and it's also Bastille's highest charting single since their 2013 single Pompeii made it to number 5 in the Hot 100. So here it is. This is Happier.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. When the morning comes and we see what we've become, in the cold light of day, we're a flame in the wind, not the fire that we begun. Every argument, every word we can't take back, 'cause with all that has happened, I think that we both know the way that the story ends. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits, I want to see you smile, but know that means I'll have to leave. I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. When the evening falls
and I'm left there with my thoughts and the image of you being with someone else. Well, it's eating me up inside, but we ran our course, we pretended we're okay. Now if we jump together, at least we can swim far away from the wreck we made. Then only for a minute I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits, I want to see you smile, no, that means I'll have to leave. No, that means I'll have to leave. Lately I've been thinking, I want you to be happier, I want you to be happier. So I've been thinking, I want you to be happier, I want you to be happier. Even though I might not like this, I think that you'll be happier, I want you to be happier. Then only for a minute I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirit,
that is Happier by Marshmello. Apparently Dan Smith originally wrote that one for Justin Bieber, but they decided to keep it for themselves. After having a great time writing it, and then they were interested in working with Marshmello, and he managed to find some euphoria in what is particularly a melancholy tune. So that's where that song came from.
Yeah.
Time now to jump in, and we have been promising that we would come back to this for a few weeks now. It's time to find out what we want to bring back.
Let the world see what you have got, bring it all back to you.
Now, on the Afternoon Delight Facebook page, we've got a post up there seeking your feedback on what different products no longer exist that you would like to see back on the shelf.
Yeah.
And there's a pretty good strike rate, considering that some of the ones that people are asking about are still on the shelf. That's okay. Polly Waffles have just made it back in a different form.
Yeah.
But let's have a look through the list of items that might have not existed in Max's time, or that have you've not come across before. So, next up on our list of suggestions is the Choo Choo Bar. Now, yep. Have you seen these ones, Max?
I think I have.
Mm. I have a funny feeling we might have done them on the show in your time, perhaps.
Yeah.
So, Lynette on the Facebook page says, the Choo Choo Bar was a favourite for her, licorice flavoured, lasted for ages, and you ended up with black teeth and a black tongue. It was affordable with my pocket money, which was all of a shilling. Now, fun fact for you, Lynette, as with some of the other different snacks from throughout history, the Choo Choo Bar is still available.
Yeah.
And they come in 20-gram sizes. They had gone off the market for about 20 years, but these days they are back, and I believe they come in two different flavours now. I think you can get a raspberry choo-choo bar.
Oh.
But it is essentially a licorice-flavoured toffee.
Yeah.
So it's not actual licorice, but licorice-flavoured. Very solid.
Yeah.
Kind of that snappable toffee. And I don't know, it seems deceptive because the packaging on the outside is bright blue. What do you expect when you look at a bright blue pack like that?
Something sweet.
Yeah, do you expect it to be licorice?
No, not really.
Licorice to me comes in kind of a, either if it's not a black packet, like a dull coloured packet.
Yeah.
I know the likes of Daryl Lee go with a brown and then have black inserts.
Yeah.
But I've never seen other licorice products marketed with really bright colours. Licorice is always such a dull packaging.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if that's a marketing thing or not. But, good news, Lynette. You can still get Choo Choo bars. They're in these bright blue packets, and then they have, like, a train.
Cartoon train.
Yeah, with different animals on it. And I'm not sure if that's the original design of, or whether the animals have kind of been updated a little bit with the re-release, because they do look a little bit modern.
Yeah.
There's a monkey driving the steam train, then a rabbit, elephant, and a cow. And, yeah, I think they look a little bit too modern to be the original Choo Choo bar packaging.
Yeah.
But just from that description, Max. Oh, okay. So I've just found a picture of the original Choo Choo bar, and it is most definitely not the same packaging as the original, because the train was originally driven by a gollywog. So I don't think that they would be able... That might be why it was taken off the shelves for a while. They had to redesign the packaging.
Yeah.
There are definitely other animals in the caboose and the other carriages, but that is possibly why the Choo Choo bar was taken off the shelves for a while to take a bit of heat off, relaunch the packaging with some more cartoony... modernised, we'll call it, animals.
Yeah.
That aren't likely to be offensive. So we'll pop that up on the Afternoon Delight Facebook page and let us know, do you have memories of the Choo Choo bar? We'll be back after this with a recipe for marshmallow fluff.
Say hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Okie dokie, Max. It is time of Afternoon Delight for us to share a recipe.
Yeah.
I don't think they get easier to hunt down than when they're written right on the packaging.
Yeah.
So what are you going to be sharing with us?
These are the serving hints that are printed on the packaging of the fluff containers.
Mm-hmm.
So... Spread directly on toast, scones, or tea cakes as part of a delicious-tasting breakfast.
Yep.
Use directly from container on crackers or in hot cocoa.
Oh, I think I might be just coming around to... Americans often describe having their coffee with cream. I wonder if this is... Like, I know they have creamer.
Yeah.
Okay, again, American listeners, let us know.
For an ice cream topping, mix 4 heaped tablespoons of fluff with 3 tablespoons of water. Microwave for 15 seconds on high and stir. So it'll be like a marshmallow topping on your ice cream.
Yep.
And for a super fruit dip, mix 200 grams of cream cheese... And a whole jar of marshmallow fluff.
Whole jar? Oh, my gosh.
To go with your fruit.
Oh. Okay. So, it's a lot. That, no way. Nah, I can't come at that. Like, yeah, you can add it with, as I keep saying, have it like a meringue and don't make it the whole meal. Oh, that is disgusting. honestly, that is just beyond the pale. Okay, well, we'll pop some recipe ideas up there on the Facebook page as well.
Yeah.
But please be... use your brain. don't go eating this stuff like it's... I don't know. It is a topping and a spread.
Yeah.
It is not a full meal. Nothing that we eat on this show is ever a full meal. But, yeah, that's just terrible.
Yeah.
Extra, extra! Read all about it! Life story of Playboy Penny! Extra, extra! Extra, extra! Read all about it!
Okie dokie. Now, it is time for us to catch up on a bit of news. As we've said on the show over the past few weeks, we did have a bit of a hiatus when our Facebook page got knocked for six.
Yep.
Which meant that some of the news that we've been trying to post up online never quite made it there.
Yeah.
And this is something that happened in that interim period. Alan's Lollies changed their packaging. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed this, Max. It's got a bit of a different feel to it.
No, I don't think I have.
Not quite as glossy. So what they've done is they have lowered the plastic content. So it is still technically a plastic wrapper.
Yeah.
But it's now, it feels more biodegradable.
Yeah.
Is the best description. So it's a matte packaging as opposed to a glossy, shiny. Right. So snakes, party mix, killer pythons all have reduced plastic in them. In doing that, they've kind of remade the logos as well. So it's still got the Allen's branding on it, but then the pictures, like the cartoons that accompany the packaging, have kind of been updated as well.
Yeah.
As has the font.
Yeah.
Which is a bit different. So now the snakes alive are kind of written in snake. and how would you describe the difference between the original and the new packaging on the snakes alive?
I was going to say a bit more cartoony, but I reckon the old one looks a bit...
Yeah, this kind of looks computer-generated. Like, the eyes are kind of 3D-ish.
Like a colouring page rather than...
Yeah, that's right.
Cartoon.
Hmm. So, apparently, Allen's have reduced their use of plastic by 21% across their range, which cuts out 58 tonnes of plastic being used each year, which is the equivalent to 4.6 million snakes alive.
Wow.
That is huge.
Yeah.
Apparently, the lollies themselves on the inside, totally unchanged. It is just the outside packaging.
Yeah.
And as the head of Nestle's marketing, Melanie Chen, said, the lollies have had a number of packaging changes over the decades, but they consider this to be the most important one of many, many years. They want to reduce their impact on the environment and focus on reducing the amount of plastic in their packaging as the years progress. So the red packaging is well recognised. It is... only the way that it is made now.
Yeah.
That has really changed. So we'll pop the details up on the Afternoon Delight Facebook page there, as Allen's have announced that, and it's now started to roll out on the shelves. I saw a party mix pack the other day, and it does. It feels, as I say, kind of biodegradable is the best description I can come up with.
Yeah.
It's not got that... glossy feel to it. It kind of rubs on your fingers a bit like velvet. But there you go. Thank you, Allen's, for looking after the future generation.
Yeah.
We'll take our last break and we'll be back to unwrap our Kinder Surprise.
Kinder.
Okie dokie, Max. What is inside this week's Kinder Surprise?
It didn't shatter everywhere this week.
No, well done. We're back on the unshattered.
Yep.
Range.
Another three-piece.
It's very white. Mm. It's not another seal, is it?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, it's got a few more things in it.
Oh, some stickers?
No, they're cardboard pieces.
Oh, okay.
It's a bird. Right. Because it's got wings.
Oh, okay. I saw white and thought that it might be another seal or a polar bear or something. So you got tiny little yellowy-green bits there.
Yep. Got to pull it back apart again now.
Okay, well, while you're piecing the last of that together, I will remind people that Take It April is nearly over. We've got a week to go. So different OCRFM members are challenging themselves throughout the month of April to help raise funds for the community radio station that you're listening to right now. And if you would like to make a donation, you can head to the OCRFM website and make it a donation online through the website or PayPal, or you can donate cash to any of the presenters taking up challenges and they will bank it for you to the OCRFM account. And every cent supports the community radio station to continue broadcasting across Colac and Southwest Victoria. My challenge has been to display the OCRFM logo in different areas around the town, and there's been a couple of connections to Afternoon Delight over time. So we had the Winchelsea Barwon Park Mansion last week.
Yep.
Which was where we broadcast the Winchelsea Trick or Treat Kids Fest.
Yeah.
Okay, oh, there we go. So Max has pieced it together. What have you created there, Max?
Got a cockatoo.
Yeah, sulphur crested.
Yeah.
Oh, and the little cardboard pieces that you placed in the head of the crest, and what do you do with it?
They just move around and you can put them wherever you want, basically. Yeah.
It can kind of be, up.
Yeah.
Like standing up on end, or you can fan it out a little bit.
Yeah, or give them the mohawk.
Piece it back. We'll take a photo of that and pop it up on the Afternoon Delight Facebook page. There you go, a cute little sulphur-crested cocky. Well, that is it for another episode. Thank you very much for tuning in. And as always, if you'd like to get in contact with the show, you can head to the Afternoon Delight Facebook page, or send an email to lolly@ocrfm.org.au. As always, you can suggest sweet treats you'd like us to talk about on the show. Yep. Or you can suggest perhaps sweet treats that are no longer on the shelf anymore.
Yeah.
For our Bring It Back segment. For now, that's it. We'll catch you next week from 3 p.m. Have a good one.
Yep.
Bye.
See ya.
I'm gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, then you know the night is always gonna be there anyway. Thinking of you's working up my appetite, rubbing sticks and stones together makes the sparks ignite. And the thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Skyrockets in flight. Oh, afternoon delight. Afternoon delight. Afternoon delight. Started out this morning feeling so polite. I always thought a fish could not be caught, it wouldn't bite. But you got some better wetting, and I think I might try nibbling a little afternoon delight. Skyrockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
the stones together make some sparks ignite. The thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Skylight rockets in flight. Oh, afternoon delight. Afternoon delight.